We've got really three different mechanisms through which we're working with agencies, and agencies really are working themselves. That's the most important part, to drive against a defined set of strategic priorities. There's the agency strategic plans, which have been done this year together for the first time, that the agencies have really worked hard on to define their overall missions, where they're going, their core activities. What's been great about that is how engaged agency leadership has been. We've hosted a couple of sessions at OMB through the Performance Improvement Council about these plans. We've had a couple that we had room for 200 people, and we had an overflow of sign-ups. We've actually done it a couple times because the agencies are really using these as a way to drive performance against tangible outcomes. So that's those goals. In that context, they've also set some agency priority goals, specific identifiable goals. That's what was posted on performance.gov this week. There'll be more coming out later in the spring in terms of implementation plans. There's goal owners. There's metrics that we'll be tracking. So more will come out there later. And finally, there's a set of cross-agency priority goals where really the key is to focus on interactions that require multiple agencies to engage, and we're focused on implementation. There are priorities of the administration, not all the administration priorities, but places where implementation is really key, whether that's cybersecurity, whether that's modernizing infrastructure permitting, whether it's some of the management agenda items like strategic sourcing and shared services. So three different levels of planning linked together, all with a focus on accountability, individuals being held accountable, metrics, regular data-driven reviews, and transparency on progress.
Did you get a sense, I know this is your first budget season, if you will, did you get a sense of how much they changed the both the cross-agency goals but also the agency-specific strategic goals? Because I know part of what OMB has done over the past few years is say, okay, update, update, update. If they're not working, tell us why. If they are working, great, stretch them out again.
We went through a very disciplined process with the agencies on their priority goals and on the cross-agency priority goals. We started the cross-agency goal process by saying, let's sort of assume you've all graduated. You've got two obligations. One is, if you're actually going to stay graduated, how are you going to continue to report performance and be held accountable? But we thought it was really important not to just add on to the list. So we went through a process in the administration and with the agencies to develop goals, and importantly to make sure that each goal had an accountable set of leaders, one within the agency, senior agency leadership, as well as senior executive office leadership against each of those goals. The agencies did the same similar kind of process in doing their own goals.
Did you get a sense of how much things changed, though? If you could quantify it, 10%, 30%, or maybe it's hard because they morph so much.
So there's a number of goals, for example, that continued. Cybersecurity continues as a goal, but there's other ones around exports that we've changed. Broadband was a goal the last time. We actually made a ton of progress against that one. Those efforts continue, but we didn't think the focus was going to accelerate things, and that's what we were looking for.
One of the things that OMB plans to do is some quarterly reviews of these goals, or at least more often reviews. Can you talk a little bit about what those reviews will be? Because I know you have tech stat, and you have cyber stat, and you have HR stat, and there's a stat for everything, and a dashboard for the other things. How are you going to kind of monitor that progress? I mean, obviously, performance.gov is one big way.
So I know we've got a bunch of things called stat, but it really is important. What we are really trying to focus on is using data to improve decision-making. That's the common thread through all the stat processes. Not just how are we doing, but how are we doing against a specific defined set of metrics, whether they're metrics in human resources, metrics in IT. The agencies drive their own reviews of the agency priority goals. That's what the chief performance officer in each agency has responsibility for. So that's a process that they drive, and those are the things that will be reported on performance.gov.
Are you guys going to hold those quarterly meetings with PIOs or the goal leaders, or how often? Can you give me a sense?
So we do quarterly meetings and regular updates on the cross-agency goals, but the agencies, while we support them, we really, what we're looking for and what agencies have really taken on is their own ownership of the agency priority goals. They need to own them. That's how we're going to get impact.
One of the things that came out at the hearing before the Senate Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Committee is a benchmarking initiative to look at back office systems. How much do they cost and what benefits? How effective are they? Can you just offer a little bit more about that benchmarking initiative and what do you hope to get out of it?
One of the areas that we kicked off as part of the management agenda is benchmarking around core administrative services. It's an effort that I've been leading with Dan Tanglerini, who was here with me at the hearing. What we've done is take each of the core administrative areas, IT, HR, finance, real estate, acquisition, and say, what are some common benchmarks that all the agencies are committed to developing that measure the cost and quality of performance? We focused on a select set to start, and the core criteria was the data was available, so we could start now. and these are metrics that would lead to actions. If we couldn't think about how we would use that data to make decisions, we weren't going to do it. So it'll help contribute to decisions like when to move to strategic services. Where are the places that people are doing well? If someone's at the top of the charts, what are they doing differently and how do you translate those practices? We've been through this with each of the agency councils. They're currently in the process of developing the data, and we should have the first set of data back on the first round of benchmarks over the next month or two.
And then what comes next from that? Then you start making decisions again. I know you mentioned strategic sourcing, but even do you make that public eventually? Does it help contractors understand what maybe their costs should be or will be? What's the longer-term vision?
We're looking at a bunch of things. So, for example, in finance, we're looking at accounts payable and accounts receivable. What does it cost to do those basic core functions that are fundamentally the same across government? How does that help if you're thinking about doing those services within your agency, or do you want to potentially move that to Treasury? So it's those kinds of things that we're working to use it for.